Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Hey, hi there.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, are we live? We're just doing a little, I don't know what that is. That's just a little pre-show chatter. Good morning, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker coming to you. This is hour two. No, just kidding. It's the beginning of the show. Everybody loves that kind of humor.
Everybody loves Randy.
Oh, jeez, Bick. Let's start over. Let's roll back, everybody. Good Wednesday to you. Wednesday, August 14th.
No.
March. Of course, there's only one date of the year that matters to me. That's March 8th.
International Women's Day.
Doug Lusenhap's birthday.
Yeehoo!
I've been doing a Chicago accent all day in honor of Doug. Doug Lusenhap is celebrating his birthday here. We're not going to do ages, how old he is, but let me just give you a clue. He was born in 1963.
Good morning.
1973. Good morning, Doug. Congratulations on your terrific day.
Good morning.
Yes, we heard that. And you're celebrating here with us. You got a big party coming tonight. Let's give the address for your party. So that the fans can come and show their respect. Huh? And Victor Berger the Fourth is with me. Finally got his cowboy hat back on.
What's sip, everybody? Let's get cracking.
Hold on, clear the air for his cracking sound.
Frying eggs.
And producer Matt is here. We've got Wes and Vic. My brain is fried, man. I got nothing happening upstairs.
Too much on your mind. You got a lot on your mind.
Big full house today because in honor of Doug's birthday, we have the woman. See, I'm telling you, it's all falling apart. The oatmeal is dribbling out of my ears this morning. I will not be able to complete a sentence, unfortunately. But the woman.
There's that butthole.
Responsible. Almost entirely responsible. There is another person involved, of course, in procreation.
The woman to prevent brain damage from Tim.
The woman of the hour, Pauline Lusenhop, is here in from Denver, Colorado.
Denver, hi.
Flew in for the big day.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. How's everything going? You got me so good on our last time we had you over Zoom. With your routine.
Yeah, I have a new book coming out.
We're getting right into this?
I'll go that later. Later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about your new book. The real star of the show.
Go right into it, Mom.
Go ahead. I want to hear. Are you reading or you're putting a book out, you said?
Yeah, 50 Ways to Use Your Spit.
Whoa.
Damn.
Very good.
What are some ways?
Give me one.
Okay.
And we'll move on.
Well, you're riding your bike down a path. And all of a sudden, you get a bug in your eye. Mm. So you stop the bike, take your contact out, you eat the bug, and then you use your spit to put your contact back in.
Man. Beautiful. I don't wear contact,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one does not apply to me.
It's okay. Well, you know, you probably have colics in your hair a lot.
Is that another
yeah,
use?
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, you can.
Who knows? I got a haircut the other day, so who knows what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you
but
can
the,
use some.
Excuse me. The real star, our A-list talent here today, we always bring A-listers, is the one and only, the star of stars, Kate Berlant is finally here in the studio.
Finally, Jesus.
Love it. I love everything about you. We are close.
Very close, for years.
For years.
been an admirer of yours and a supporter of yours, I would say.
Huge patron supporter.
Advocate of you. And look it, it's paid off because you are soaring right now.
Still no offers, but culturally soaring.
Absolutely in the zeitgeist.
Absolutely.
And I'm proud of you, and it's long, how do you say this the right way? It's long past due. And your energy is at a high level. And I'm sorry, I can't wait to see the show.
I know, if it's still going. I hope you get to see it.
And I love the attention you're getting. I love the first of all, I see all these great pictures of you now that you're posting.
Thank you.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's a new look for you.
No, I've been very lucky, you know, just with the press and the photos. It's true.
And you have, and the show apparently sounds like it's gone well.
105 sold out shows, if you want me to count. Yeah.
Cool.
He's stealing that.
In New York City.
I mean, that's the town you want to be selling out.
Yeah. No, it was great. I'm bummed it's over. Actually, yeah.
Are you okay?
Well,
this keeps falling out of my ear. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay if I fart.
Was it fun to do the show?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's see what else we have here. I'm sorry.
It's a fun.
I feel like you're. Just...
Can I get this
okay?
off?
Sorry.
Wait.
Cheer up.
Huh? Wait, Wes, do we even?
Why?
I feel like it's weird.
Wait. Time out. Like, what happened?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. You just, I was asking
turn
you about the show.
Turn the stream off.
Can you get on the mic? Because people want to, what's the problem?
Oh, right. Sorry. The thing was not my ear. No, I think you know. I think you probably.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just wanted.
It's like the first thing.
What? Wait.
The fashion show.
Pictures?
The fashion photos. I know you. I know you.
Yeah.
So I just kind of know.
I know. I'm just like.
That to you is like. Whatever. I think I'm going to get a little coffee just to. I'm going to be right back. You guys have. Just.
Can I go to the bathroom while she's getting coffee?
I'm so sorry. I just feel like I just was trying to make a nice thing about the picture. Like they're very nice pictures.
All right.
She's upset because
I don't know. She posts a lot on Instagram.
Did you comment on her looks? I don't know. Don't like that.
I just said we can look back on the show and see what I said, but she got really icy with me right away. Right.
Move on.
Mom, well, how can you don't dwell on it? You say, just move on. Life's too short to like dwell on.
I don't know.
How else can you use spit?
You know what? She could have used that spit.
Did you think I said something out of line?
No.
What would she do with it? She had a little.
Oh, I can't hear anyway, so I don't know. You know.
Did she have hair sticking up on the back of her head?
Can we take a call? Did she leave? Like she left her coat here.
Let's go through it. Maybe I should try it.
Can I get a call from somebody? Matt, Zoom. I feel terrible, Kate.
Number six, if you're
offended by anything I said, I deeply apologize.
She's okay, you know. She's a woman. She's got her period.
Hey, easy. I should also say, I don't know. I'm not watching the show, of course. I'm doing the show, but Doug's dad is here too. Gary Loosenhop. He's guest directing today. He's at the controls. Matt, do you want to? Is she still
let
here?
She's in the control room, so let me check. We're seeing.
Oh, she came back.
And she's in there. She's back there.
Does she want to come back in? I can clear things up. folks, Kate's back.
Sorry, I'm embarrassed.
I think we should say a few words about what happened. You're in a weird place. Yeah. Is it your period? Because that's what Pauline said on the air.
And it does. I'm about a week away from that. Okay. So.
Well, premenstrual. I don't know. But no.
Yeah.
Can we just reveal something? It's a bit! It's a bit! It's called a bit, Pauline.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm an actress.
Yeah, she's doing a routine.
Yeah.
It's, we worked it out.
We worked this out.
Oh, okay.
You think she's really mad because I mentioned some nice pictures?
I didn't know what to think. I know.
Well, I am genuine. You know, I am self-conscious about, you know, I try not to be on Instagram, but, you know, when you got those gorgeous photos from these top publications.
They're fantastic. Let's
my hands are tied. What am I supposed to do?
I think that's an award-winning bit.
I have to post them, yeah.
I think it's an award-winning bit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We just did.
Yes.
I felt it. Do you ever feel it?
I actually wanted to go longer in the scene because I felt so, to act opposite centered. You, such a fine actor, I felt
it's
challenged.
A rare opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
And I felt like I have to really sit into this.
And,
yeah.
And then I went a couple times in the moment, I went, you're winking. Kate, you know, you're
indicating you pulled back.
A couple times. And then I went, no, what if you really played this to truth? What if you really did? Acting is ultimately an athletic exercise. This is W Magazine.
Ooh, nice.
Look at those.
Brilliant. But yeah, but that's not even the best one.
So you do like
go
talking
back.
About.
That. Okay, so that's the headline. Go back. We got the previous. Yep. So ooh, we got that.
Okay.
Not my favorite.
Woohoo.
Working
better.
Girl.
Nice. I'm excited.
Ripped. There we go.
Oh, wow.
What's this for?
Wow. What is this for? Allure? What
allure?
Is
allure?
I don't know. What is allure?
Sweetie, no.
No.
It's not 1984. Okay.
Is this for Ms. Magazine?
Yeah. This is W Magazine.
Unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah. We then you can go to the first one too.
Number
while we're
did
at
I
it.
Say?
1984.
Oh, okay.
There.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's take a zoomer and just clear the air. Gary, can we get a zoomer, please?
Mom, do you subscribe to Better Homes and Gardens? Or
this one?
Yeah, Young do. Satan. I do subscribe to
What about Reader's Digest?
Yeah. No. Can we hear me?
We hear you too, Gary.
Just go crazy with this stuff.
They got too liberal.
Yeah, I draw the line.
Who's there? Is it mailman?
Yes.
Yep.
Amazing.
I deliver in the mail.
You know, I just want to say happy birthday to Doug. He's used to seeing me disrobed in the shower on Zoom.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Thank you.
I remember you.
I've seen him.
Yeah. Naked postman
before.
Naked mailman, fully clothed right now, out here delivering bills, you know.
Did you witness the great acting bit that Kate and I did?
No, I missed it.
God damn it. We could do another one.
Guys.
And let me say something about Doug's birthday, because it is true. It is his birthday. That's not a bit. But we don't want to harp on it.
Nah.
We want to harp on it.
You should have seen the meetings we had about this show.
Really?
We have our Tuesday morning, you know, round. We get on Zoom.
I stayed away, by the way. I stayed away. I didn't write a fake ad. I didn't do a bit.
I'm just kidding.
The amount of, like, consternation and deliberation Doug went through to decide whether he wants to acknowledge his birthday, whether we should not make it a big deal, make it a big deal, should we have it on his day. The hemming and the hawing over it.
Well, that was months ago.
Still, it was time of my life. It was part of my life.
Well, now that it's here, how do you feel about it? Any different?
It's fine.
Do you know your birth chart? Like, do you follow that at
birth
all?
Birth chart?
My birth chart is raspberry.
My birth chart is an apple strudel.
I don't know. It's Pisces. Oh. That's the general.
Well, this is perfect. You've never done your whole chart.
Mom, do you remember what time I was born?
You're an astrology person.
Just barely.
Somebody asked me what time I was born once.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what time Doug was born? Let's bring it up. You don't know?
Come on. Do you have it in your iCal?
He was supposed to be born at one time. First, he was about 2 weeks. So 2 weeks late.
Is that our Zoomer?
I was 2 weeks late.
I'm going to say he was probably born around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, with a cup of coffee in his hand.
Late for work.
What city? Because we could do your birth chart right now.
He was born in LaGrange, Illinois.
Okay, here we go.
What is he, in ZZ Top?
I don't know how he is. There he is, ZZ.
All right, this guy's showing off his bald head. I don't want to see that. Let's get somebody that saw the bit live.
Yeah.
All right. Kate
and I need reviews.
John Galantini, you're a reliable source. You saw the bit?
Hello. Hello, today. I saw the bit.
John's also an opinionated guy. He's going to give it to me straight.
Uh-oh.
I bought it.
Yes!
Woo! No!
Galantini bought it. If he bought it, that means everybody bought it.
Was it my acting in the background that did it?
Oh, he bought the bit.
Well, I could see Matt I couldn't actually make out what Vic and Doug were doing, but Matt looked nervous.
Ooh,
and it was really good, honestly. Well done.
Completely I felt convinced. It. I knew it was a bit, and I felt it. It was I very felt, awkward. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I kind of missed, never ra- I the voice is never raised.
You missed what?
I missed the start of the conversation, yeah. So I was just writing something.
Yeah.
And then I picked up the end of Tim's question. I just sensed this. Awkward gap. Tension.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I think we should talk about the bit the entire show.
I think so too. I think we should try it again.
Try it again?
I think we should try it again. Maybe take just two. Do a reshoot.
You're my
do
hero.
It later on.
I watched one. I didn't do it for this for research, but I had seen it recently. It was Nancy Grace, I believe, on the Opie and Anthony program.
Okay.
And they were trying to get her. They were trying to like kind of get her.
Mics came off. She's gone.
And it took a while. It was a slow simmer. And yeah. Eventually was like, you know what? You guys are obviously not fans of mine. Actually, she thinks she handled it very well.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's probably a toad of a person. Just obsessed. You watch these murder shows all the
no,
time?
No, never.
She's still out there staking out the crime scene.
Profiting off murder.
Yeah.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, keep adjusting this. I'm struggling. I think my ears are so small.
Do you want regular headphones?
I have been told I have unusually small ears.
Yeah, you can get them made. You can do. There's surgery for that. You can get them big.
I have extremely, for real, like I have extremely long and straight ear holes, and that's a thing that like people. Yeah,
I should do ear gauges, cool. But for the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in it.
Yeah.
It's a sign of, I guess it's a sign of mental deficiency, they say. Small ears.
Tim, can I ask you about the. I've got a topic for the show, potentially, yes. If you're up for it. And that is great UK historic tours.
Ah.
Because you're coming to the UK, right?
Great. I don't know much about that, but can you enlighten me? I would think maybe first Wings tour where he goes into all the colleges.
My choice would be, well, you've got a few, right? You've read that McCartney Legacy book.
Yeah,
there's
highly
the
recommend.
Tour where they went around the university.
Yeah.
Is that like 72 or something?
Yeah.
My favorite is Dylan's like 1965 tour
classic.
Of London when UK
Judas
two. Yeah, that one, the Judas one.
Three.
So I just thought maybe listeners could come in with their favorite UK tour.
That's
in light of you visiting the UK in a few weeks' time. Well, next week, I think.
Yes. I was distracted here because Kate's trying to do the birth chart.
I'm trying to get the birth chart.
So wait, what was your final point? You have the Wings tour, you have Dylan's tour, 65, and did you have a third one, or that was it?
Well, I mean, it's Europe be 72. Mine. Of course, Europe 72.
Oh, Europe 72, Grateful Dead.
I'm talking about classic ones, you know.
Yeah.
No, can I just tell you about something that happened the other day? We were driving out of London. This was the day after the show
day
went
after.
Out, where you were, the day after when you were goofing about the,
all right.
The COVID.
Yeah, I've been there, Done it.
we're driving out of London. Someone beeps me. We're in traffic.
All right.
Turn around, and there's a guy in the other car holding up the record cover for Europe 72 with the ice cream kid on it.
Okay, yeah. You've
seen my Grateful Dead sticker on the back of my car.
Oh, man. Fuck him. Run him off your fucking road. No.
Oh, I thought it was a sweet story. I was half listening, I'll be honest, because I was distracted by trying to get the tart in the oven.
Yeah.
And the ear.
And the ears.
And the ear thing.
What do you want to do about that?
Story from this point of view.
I mean, look at
this. We can give you them headphones.
Yeah, maybe I'll do headphones.
You just need one ear anyways.
Yeah, right, maybe look I'll just at do me. This one. Fuck it.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Exactly.
All right, John. Well, I'll see you in London, huh?
No, you'll see me in London and in Brighton. Down the coast, down in Brighton.
How did yours get so loud?
I know. It's sorry, really guys. Ruined my morning. Okay. All right, John, I'll see you. Probably more likely in Brighton, as who knows what's going to happen in London. I'm probably going to be talking about the King.
We're on a show right now, guys.
This is insane. Oh, yeah. You know what's happening?
LaGrange, Illinois.
Thank you.
See you later. Have a good
bye,
night.
John. Thank you. The point being, I don't know who's going to be backstage there in fucking London, right? We got King Charles and everybody else. Pete Townsend's coming.
King Charles. King Charles.
Are you going to have that disgraced prince who, whatever
Prince
he is,
Andrew?
The Duke?
Prince Andrew.
Andrew.
I've got a massage scheduled with him.
Oh, wow. Massages.
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 Where's that at?
That's right. The
group of massages.
Vic and I are
in
depart.
Cloud House. Massage in the direction from top to bottom.
Vic and I are departing Monday afternoon for Great Britain, where the tour begins next week. Gonna get this, Vic, next Thursday night in Leeds at the Bruindell Social Club.
I gotta learn all the songs.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
They'll come back to you real quick, yeah. You'll see.
Okay.
And we couldn't be more excited. That's all I'm gonna say about that. If you still wanna get tickets, timheidecker.com/live, kateberlant.com will also be featuring the tickets.
Thank you.
And PaulineLusenhop.com featuring her new book.
50 ways to use your spit.
Gary, how's it going in there in the control room?
Or your phlegm at this point.
This one?
Gary, how's the control room holding up for you?
It's fun. It's interesting.
You love the technology.
Controlling the world from here.
Not really. You're just controlling our show.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Did we establish that he's directing the show?
I did. Yeah. If you're paying attention, if you're listening,
do some switch. He should some switching. Sure.
Yeah, let's see you at work,
back
Gary.
Back and forth. Who wants to be seen first?
Cut to Kate.
I can't believe all these websites are scams. Enter in your email if you want your birth chart.
There, you're on.
You know. Give him your email. Who cares? So you just set that to junk when it shows up, and you're fine.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to do? I already get a lot of junk in there.
I bet you do.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that meant from her either.
I don't care because I'm laughing.
We're just having fun.
Look at this. Click the single feather to continue. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Click the winged insect to continue. Yeah. Oh, this is actually brilliant. This is their CapChat or whatever. What's that to figure
Capture,
out if you're a robot?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Here, scan your pupil to enter the site.
That's where we're headed.
Anyways, enough of the show. I'm done. Okay. Does anybody want to give Doug a gift?
Yeah. I got a gift.
All right, Pauline, you're first.
Okay, Doug. Well, your older sister, you know how cheap she is. So she didn't want to. She didn't want to buy you anything.
I know her, yeah.
I know so her. She decided to give you this.
Oh, wow. So did you get that at the Goodwill?
No.
That's
Doug.
Amazing.
Oh, well, still, did you get it at the Goodwill?
That's my first
Mills
band.
Work?
This is my first band I was in.
Look at the patina on that. Right.
Look at our medals.
Is yeah, that why do you have so many medals?
You're holding a trumpet.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it?
Are these for band? Is this
for
a
band? Yeah.
No, we were in a youth program for it was a Nazi kind of thing.
No. Congratulations. All right, that's the last of the birthdays.
I get this? Olin Mills?
Yeah, you get to keep that. Yeah. Olin Mills. Okay.
Wait, what else do you have?
His younger sister decided I should buy him a turtle because he loved turtles as a kid. Mm-hmm. But That would be complicated because you'd have to get a I'd have to buy a cage.
Well, I'd be setting it free immediately.
A terrarium, I
think. And they carry salmonella.
Here's his turtle as a kid.
Oh,
my God. Turtle.
Yeah, little so turtle.
We saved it. We saved it for him.
Look how there fresh it is.
And then, like you know,
that's been run through the wash.
Smells good. Yeah, yeah. Just downy.
Smells good.
Yeah, you run this through the downy?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then both Doug and Sue were very small as children.
As and, most.
And we used to go camping. So they had their own special canoe. And oh. Here are their canoes.
Oh, Doug was really small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug, was, Doug was the size of this turtle.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool here.
I'm still growing. That.
Dougie and Susu, isn't
sounds
that?
Sounds like you're just cleaning out the attic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could be yeah. doing that, too.
And wow, your clappers.
These really his, are little oars, aren't they?
Yeah. And here's some old there. Christmas lights that well, don't yeah. work anymore.
Yeah, let me get this out. So he's got a roommate, Dave. And oh, Dave yeah. gave him this. We had a wrap
right,
it up.
I'll open
that's,
it. Oh.
That's really pretty cool. Let me see what yeah. else.
That's enough. Everything else can be given privately.
So you're a Pisces, Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pisces.
Here's what I
hey,
got
Doug, Doug, that. Listen, quiet, quiet. Pisces sees a fork coming. He's going, ooh.
Listen to this. You are fundamentally dreamy, insightful, and in your own world. You exist yeah. on a chaotic plane ooh. Of the divine that is not at all material.
Oh. Heavy shit.
Yeah, that's
heavy
spot birthday. On right there.
Turtle aside, okay. when you take offense, it's deeply. And you aren't necessarily interested in reconciliation, Doug.
Oh, Doug, shame
that
on you.
True? You seem so peaceful to me.
That's not right. That,
you
that
seem
part's
like a
wrong.
Mediator.
The first part was right.
Yeah, you seem like a mediator.
I'm reconciling all day.
True. You feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through social status.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
She was born at 9, Mom. Maybe it's a different...
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's pretty damn good.
Okay. This is cool. from
this is for me.
Christmas wrapping.
Nothing's
that's
for
from
me.
His Auntie Jan. Because yeah, read
what's
it.
This now?
What's
our
that?
Friendship is like peanut butter and jelly. We'll always stick together. Very
this is
cute.
Pretty cool.
Oh, isn't that
nice.
Cute?
This is pretty
that's
neat.
That's from Dave. Okay. Yeah, we got a few more. We'll move along.
No, we're done. We'll do the rest of the presents after the break.
Okay.
Okay. We have to get to City of the Day. Somebody has to be the bad
great.
Guy.
Great. I got a
City of the Day.
Oh, that's
great. 7-day pill organizer.
Very nice.
Well, you're going to have a lot of pills. Good.
All right. The City of the Day is brought to you by.
Uh-oh.
Boy.
Now that's what I call Doug Pound, Volume 50. Are you ready for the ultimate DJ Doug Pound experience?
Yes.
But before we get into exactly what that is, let me tell you about the man himself. He does comedy. He does editing. He makes music. His mommy loves him, and he drives a cool van. That's just a few things that are great about our pal DJ Doug Pound, Doug Lusenhop. Hey, Vic, what do you love about Doug?
What don't I love about Doug? I love his sense of humor, his kindness, his puns. I just plain dig him. Let's hear track 26. I dig Doug. Whoa, 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 whoa. I dig Doug.
Oh, I like it.
Gonna stick my shovel in him, cause I'm never gonna not dig Doug.
Ooh, like that?
I admit I can't resist him, always having fun with puns. Out of all my favorite Dougs, he's the top of the pile. I dig Doug.
All right, what about you, Matt?
Well, he's loyal, he's honest, he drives a cool van, but really I just plain love his wit. He pulls jokes out of thin air. He is quick. Let's hear track number 4, Vic.
He's loyal, he's honest, and he drives a cool van. He's always got jokes, even when there is no plan. He's always got jokes.
Anything to add there, Vic?
No. yeah. This is a perfect opportunity, Tim, to tell everybody a little more about That's What I Call Doug, Volume 50. Or better yet, why don't we just check out track 39?
Oh, okay.
Tim lets you play your jingles. That's great.
He's the funniest member of the
Trinity. He is the silliest out of
all. He's giving me
three.
The look of, and I am going to walk out.
I chuckle on the ground, wet, pinch my pants from laughing. What? Laughing at my
right.
DJ.
Wait.
He's the funniest member of the Trinity. He is the silliest out of all three. I chuckle on the ground, wet, pinch my pants from laughing.
Okay, that's wonderful. Right. You can find this amazing compilation tribute album. That's what I call Doug Pound.
Great jingles. 50. Thank you, Vic.
Now at officialofficehours.com/Doug or at your local.
Oh, wait, Tim. We've got one more. Vic, can you play track 12?
Sure.
Hate that picture.
2, 3.
Doug Pound. Yo, I'm producer Matt. And I like to rap. It's really wickedy.
All right. Who did this do?
Now, this is what I like.
Is this Matt?
Yeah.
Matt Production? I can't listen. All right, turn it off. I can't listen to this anymore.
Matt is rapping. That's
turn it off! Turn it off! Get it out of my ears! Well, I'm going to walk out. Kate and I are going to walk out together and start our own damn show.
Right. Hey, I'm here.
Let's get down to the Elysian Theater right now.
And let's workshop it.
Please release those tracks on Patreon.
Who is our city of the day, please?
Oh, right. Yes. Tandy. Tandy Houghton.
Congratulations on all the work that was put into that.
Thank you, guys.
Your birthday, we...
Beautiful.
You guys made a rap. I want
to
hear
that
full rap.
Yeah. Send it to you. Hi, Tandy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, Tandy. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear
us?
Oh,
great. I can. It's time.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Heathfield. It's in East Sussex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming to me show?
We are, yeah, in Brighton.
Oh, that's fab. Yeah, right on the beach. Can you ask Nick Cave to come as well? It's where he fucking lives, Danny.
Yeah, he's not in the hole down the river. I'll try.
Well, listen, you're in East Sussex.
Yes.
Is that where Paul McCartney lives?
Yeah, he lives in Peasmarsh, I think. Yeah, my friend used to live there.
Yeah. All right. You ever go over for barbecue?
That much a problem with that.
No, I think my friend used to go for Christmas or something. They
used to have people over from the town come in, you know. That's what we do on Christmas.
The same guy did our friend, like Paul McCartney.
All right. We got Kate Berlant here. Anything for her?
Yeah, anything at all.
Hey, is there an instrument that you'd really love to be able to play, but you know you never will?
Cello.
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 Why can't I understand you today?
Yeah, I think the cello's powerful. I think any kind of string, you know. Yeah. Can you imagine? Violin could be huge, more portable. Thank you.
I tried my bass player, the band's bass player, Ellie. I don't like to say mine.
Yeah, that's not
possessive.
That's not good, yeah.
She plays the bass, but she also plays the cello. And we're recording, and she had the cello. And
Even that, Tim.
I was like, give me in there. Let me see how
it
That can't be that hard. And it's
hard.
Dog shit when I start.
Yeah, playing. Yeah.
I can't get this going.
Vibrato. Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. But honestly, probably more. Let's just stick with the piano. I wish I could really hit the piano.
Play anything.
What?
You don't play any instruments.
So here's the thing. I used to play guitar and piano and drums.
At the
same
time?
Had all three.
Oh, my.
I had, by the way, I used to rip Stairway to Heaven.
Shut up.
Rip. It's gone now. Yeah, yeah.
Try. Do your best.
Okay.
Do your best.
So this was when I was like in the ninth grade, maybe.
Here we go, folks. A world exclusive. It's Stairway to Heaven by Kate Berlant.
Fuck, wait. Oh, no. Remember this part?
That's not it.
Wait.
I'll give you the first chord if you want. Here, I'll show you.
Wait.
Oh, she's playing the rocking part.
Well,
it's a little out of tune.
What's this?
Check it out.
Wait. Check this out. Okay.
Having fun, Mom?
Yeah, I've just got this hairball stuck.
Hairballs?
Yeah.
It's not a tune.
I got that allergy.
Wait. Everything makes me wonder. And then... Wait, fuck.
I love that you learned this.
Here we go, wait.
You got it? Yeah, that. Right? All right, we'll link up on it. Ready?
Okay, but check this out. But also. Wait, hang on. Wait.
What song?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting when the evening comes.
Wait, where's that?
Yeah. Watching the ships rolling. And then watching.
I mean,
that was great.
Very good. Happy birthday, Doug.
She's the real deal.
Wait, man.
All right, we get it.
No more guitar on my birthday.
That's all. But remember, guys.
There you go. Get her a bow. There's your answer. Thank you for inspiring that jam. We jam on the show.
That really, I broke a sweat. That got me really.
You want to, do you have a guitar in your life?
Yeah. Okay. I got to get new headphones here.
Apparently. All right. Yeah, let's just get you regular.
We gotta get because it's affecting my performance, my ability to focus on the show.
We got
Thank you.
We
Classic.
Got you.
And you'll look like Pauline now.
Yeah, right.
Matchy, matchy.
That's it. We're in the studio now. We're officially in the studio.
Thank you so much.
My
ears too small for Hollywood.
The pounding. What are we? Should we check in on the hotline?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, now I'm free.
All right. 618.
This is way better.
Well, that one didn't work. 224. 224. You're live on the air.
This is cool.
I was gonna
You've got
tell,
mail.
I was going to tell her.
Michael,
I,
are you there?
I liked her jumper.
Hello.
Oh, yes. I'll pass that along when I see her in Brighton. Okay. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had a... First of all, happy birthday to Doug.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's great. Hope you guys are having a good time and Mitch is loosening up. You've been firing off. You look pretty good for your age, by the way.
Oh, she just looks pretty good. You have to say for your age, okay? Let's just learn how to be better people.
What do you think you're contributing to the show?
Continue.
I was wondering if anyone speaks German in the crew.
Das Kanda.
You speak German? Ooh, what's this derision?
No.
Nein, ich spreche kein Deutsch.
So, yeah, ich habe eine Frage. Sie haben keine Aufwitter in Deutschland, Eric. Warum ist das?
Was ist das?
Was ist das? Was ist, Eric, Wernheim?
genau,
irgendwann. Es ist, es Eriks Mutter, es Deutsch. Ja?
Oh, genau. Oh, ja, ja. Sie leben in Deutschland, oder nicht?
Ja. Meine groß Vater.
Ah, Vater.
I like Hitler.
You know the word for water, Wasser.
Wasser. It's a great language. Simple. Yeah, but there's some of those words that are like 90 letters long. Easy, everybody.
Yeah. Give me four letters.
What is the Funken? What's the Volkswagen
Funken Grooven.
No, remember the ad in the 90s?
Farfignugen.
Oh.
Heh. Funny.
Ich komme mit dem Moped nach Schule.
What's that?
I come to school on a moped.
that's pretty nice.
Thanks.
Meine Mutter hat ein fleißig Weiber. My mother has a hairy beaver.
Es in meiner Fleischer.
Could you say that? I'll teach you something in German.
I don't know that.
What's Eis in meiner Fleischer mean?
Wait, I know this.
Like eat my meat.
Hitler on my ear.
Thank God, I'm a country boy.
Definitely something with a beaver and hairy. Ein Herr Fleischer would be a hairy piece of meat.
Hairy
That'd
piece
be a good
meat.
One.
All right, enough of this.
Auf Wiedersehen.
All right, Eric, I was wondering before I go, I noticed you didn't. You don't have any tour dates in Germany. I was wondering if you ever come to Germany. And I know people ask this all the time, but I'm going to see a little Berlin action on there or something. But,
dude, I'm playing the Star Club in Hamburg, like the Beatles.
Oh, yeah?
No, I wanted to, but we're doing Amsterdam. Didn't the Germans once conquer there? And,
where are you playing Amsterdam?
Oh, boom, Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If we're counting that, I could go anywhere.
Some of the worst shows of my life, Amsterdam.
Really?
Never bombed harder.
Fuck.
Never bombed harder.
What do you think was going on? Why? When was this?
Last time I was there doing comedy, 2016.
And
15?
So was the audience just like a general audience there to see comedy, or they were aware of you?
It was more just a general audience. And I was co-headlining with Andrew Schultz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
I heard the last
Isn't
time.
Isn't that wild?
Is he a bad guy?
He's like a Rogan adjacent
He was
guy.
A doll to me.
Okay.
and
put that guitar down, by the way.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, there's nowhere to put it. I want to respect it because this is made out of solid oak.
That's a 59
oak.
Gibson,
yeah, this is
baby.
A 42.
You want me to grab it?
Andrew Schultz.
What's his name? I'm looking him up. I don't know why I know him.
He's yeah,
to the penis.
He's like a podcast.
Yeah, he's bad boy. He's like a bad boy now.
Bad guy.
Yeah. What was this guy? Who's the guy that got a Tate? Andrew Tate?
You
know Andrew Tate?
No. Who's that?
Vera Drew posted a really funny video of him. He was trying to see if he could find Vera Drew's, because she commented. He's this guy that was like, he's like a, you know, a self-help millionaire guy. He's like all about bro culture. And then they found out that he's like imprisoning women. And, you know,
he's a good dude.
Yeah. Always, yeah.
Men,
and some video of him.
An important role.
It's pretty funny. We should just watch it and comment.
What the hell are we going to do without
guys,
men?
Asking guys, would you sleep with a... transgender woman who is a 10 or a woman who is a 1.
Oh, I saw this going around.
Holy shit.
I saw that.
Small brain on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Small.
What the hell are we going to do without men? What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without men? What are we going to do without chips?
All right, thank you. Let's talk to our cowboy in residence, not Vic Berger. I'm talking about Harrison.
Toxic masculinity. Wake up.
Harrison.
Hey, what's up?
I say his name,
Look
and you
that.
Should have seen him Whoa. In the Zoom window. He started talking a mile a minute.
Is that a 10-gallon? Is that a tenner?
I don't know if it's 10.
Just try it out. Let's see what we can fit in it.
Pour some milk in there.
He looks familiar.
Let's see. Get yourself five 2-gallon.
He looks familiar.
2-gallon jugs.
I saw you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Wake up.
In January?
I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, good. Finally, she's here.
I'm here. Hi. Finally.
We've been
waiting.
Where
the hell were you?
Yeah, where the...
You are not...
I was working, but I stopped.
Good. You saw me in January. So in New York?
Nick, how's the
update? In New York. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, give me the review of the show.
10 out of 10. Easily.
Kate, let me ask you.
Thank you. And you can tell they're not just saying that.
No,
I can try. Did you wear that big cowboy hat in the theater, and were you in the
were
way
laughing?
Of Spike Lee, who was sitting right behind you? Or
Where
something?
Were you sitting? Where were you sitting?
In the balcony.
How was it? Front balcony or in the back?
In the back.
That's tough.
Talk to me about the show.
Thank you for so much for coming. Truly, thank you. I'm so
no,
glad
thank
you had
you.
Fun.
Talk to me about the show that I saw, that you invited me to.
Oh,
at
that
the
was
Elysian.
Early.
It was your workshop.
That was a real stink job.
Well, talk to me about that, because I think this is interesting.
Yeah.
The process.
Oof.
The process of saying, you have an idea, you have a vision for a final product, but you can't start at the end, you have to start at the beginning.
Tell.
You have to build.
Like starting from
hard
the beginning
to tell.
Feels
I really
like
wish
right
you had seen
do.
The final one, because, and hopefully I'll be able to bring it to LA, but because it changed so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And?
I remember the shame I felt. Well, I was so happy you came, and I was honored you came, but I remember I felt shame backstage.
You're from Dublin now.
One of the greatest minds here in comedy comes backstage. My show, it's not ready yet. He gave me a note.
Like, you have to add like
life.
For years. You ever see these Irish? They go
Absolute
like that.
Shite.
It was shite like, you know.
Yeah,
it was
shite
like.
Yeah.
And it didn't go all the way. Like.
Yeah.
But listen, I gave you my frank, honest.
That was the
feedback.
Truth. It was the truth, and that's why you're one of my only actual friends.
Thank you, Sam.
Because all these people, they go.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to bullshit her.
No.
First of all, it was great.
Because I knew.
But there were things that I felt that I just wanted to say. There are a few things that I thought could be improved or rethought or focused.
Yeah.
That's what you invited me there to do.
Absolutely.
Is to be straight with you.
Yes.
And it paid off.
It paid off. I had a hit. I had no offers, but I had a hit.
So I can't wait. You okay?
Come on. I have an allergy attack today.
I heard a funny story about you last night. So let me just, I'll finish my thought with you in a second on the show.
I'll hold.
Last night, the great Doug Pound and Mikey Campman relaunched their epic.
It was awesome.
Two Wet Crew.
Oh my God!
Live show at the Dynasty Typewriter. You must have done it too.
Of course,
back in the day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was great. Beautiful theater, and somebody comes backstage.
What's going on?
Just a little bed music, Doug music.
Don't need it.
I didn't think it was that loud.
This is a report from the merch booth.
Okay.
That Pauline was there.
Yes.
With director Gary, guest director Gary. And requested at the merch booth some Zyrtec.
Yes, I did. I wanted some Zyrtec, right.
And you believe that the merch table might offer what your average CVS might have in store. Is that right?
I have any Zyrtec.
You never know.
I don't know.
Back to Kate. Dude, I don't have any Zyrtec here.
Well, I took some this morning.
I always have meds on me. I always have Advil on me, Tylenol.
I'm thinking about moving from Advil to Aleve. Thoughts?
So Aleve, you're going to want, you can't exceed 2 in 24 hours. Aleve, you got to take a lot of water with. I'm not talking about 8 ounces. I'm talking about 16. No.
Okay, I've got several pills.
But you got to do a lot of water with
it. Let's see what I
do. It's high in sodium, right?
Tough on the stomach. I don't know.
Aleve's very
much. Thank you for saying that, by the way, instead of just going, well, it could be, you know, you just said, I don't know. Move on.
I don't know. Well, one of the most powerful things we can say is, I don't know.
Yes.
Because it's the truth.
No one does it anymore, though.
No. I don't know.
Don't ask me. Look it up.
You think I'm going to know?
Yeah.
I can't even play the cello.
No. Or the guitar in a lot of ways. I don't know.
Oh, here's something.
A lot of lessons.
All right, put your purse away.
Okay, I have a beaters with
you. Whoa.
In case you're... hand mixer didn't work. I brought some extra.
Does that mean there's a birthday cake afoot?
Oh, we made him a birthday cake. We made him two.
Got a birthday tart?
Well, you'll have to come to the party.
So then you...
I would love to go to the party.
You workshopped the show in L.A.
Breath mints for you.
9 months.
Okay.
9 month workshop.
And then you finally say, I'm ready for this to go to New York.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't ready. I was looking at the calendar going, I'm screwed.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I was very stressed out.
And how
out.
Do you get Bo Burnham wrapped up in this?
Paid him. No.
Straight.
He just started coming a lot, and he was talking to me about it, and he just kind of like, and then I just...
Did you have a relationship with him before? What is going on, Pauly?
My fingers are somewhere.
I'm coming day and night.
He directed my stand-up special that's on Hulu, Cinnamon in the Wind.
Yes.
He directed that in 2019. FX shelved it 3 years.
And they go...
Imagine if I had one reference to politics, film, media.
Death. Someone dying.
Anything.
In your special, you could have been like...
talking about Jesse Smollett.
Isn't it great that Kenny Rogers is still alive? And then the special comes out. He's dead.
And they're watching
and people are
going,
is this supposed to
what
be
is
rude?
This? Yeah. So Bo directed that in 2019, and then of course we know what happened in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all went underground,
6th.
And then I came out and started doing shows again. And yeah, he just like came and started talking. And then I was like, he just started directing it, he was the one that was
he
talking
loves
to
you,
me about it. Yeah,
he's got a name. He's people.
Yeah, like let's throw your name on this poster. Right,
respect his taste.
Yes.
And you like the guy, Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's great. He's really
great.
I mean, I know his work.
I don't know him as a person.
You would love him, and he's really
Matt, book him on the
great
show.
Director. And
I'd
it's hard
to
find someone that you can actually, trust that,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank
and now
you
what
too.
Do you do now? Because are you done with
the
show?
Sad girl now.
You are. Is it that feeling of...
That's why I had to go to Jamaica.
You went to Jamaica with...
John Early.
And this is public.
You did?
This is public.
For what?
For fun. 4 nights.
Oh.
Resort.
I'm actually in a legal dispute with the resort, potentially. I want to ask you this. What do you think about this? Everyone
I think you should be.
This.
Yes, I think you should be in a
Jamaica,
legal dispute
four
with the
nights.
Resort.
on the last night in Jamaica. This is an expensive resort. Okay, John and I are sharing a room.
Five seasons.
Yeah.
It's the five seasons.
Seasons. 12:30 a.m. Two drunk men enter our room.
Huh?
Do I have your attention now?
Breaking news.
I could have been nude. Okay.
You're sharing a room with John?
Yeah, we're sharing a room. Okay. 12:30. These two men come in, drunk men. John almost does nothing. I start screaming, get the fuck. I don't scream. I'm like, I start to really beef up.
Yeah.
And I go, get the fuck out of here. Okay?
Yeah.
These guys won't leave. They go, this is our room. I go, what? This is our room. They're so drunk. They're so confused. They're looking. They're pointing.
With your eyes.
They're
pointing. They're pointing at suitcases.
They're
cross-eyed.
Going, that's my suitcase. I'm like, that's not your suitcase. That's my suitcase. And then I went outside. One of the guys
crawled outside.
One of the guys is outside. He's a little less drunk than his friend. Uh-huh. I go, get your fucking boy and get the fuck out of here. I actually started to feel. I was like, look at me.
Yes.
John, meanwhile, the octave doesn't even raise. He's cowering in the back.
He's like,
we get them out. The point is, they entered our room with a key. The key to their room worked for our room.
Well, this is unacceptable.
Thank you, right? This is unacceptable. And for these prices? So I said to John, the door closed. I heard them talking by the door. I said, you guys got to get the fuck away from this door.
It feels good to really just say fuck sometimes.
Strong woman. You know what I mean?
Strong women.
Yes.
And so I say to John, this night's free. This night's free.
Yeah, you're not paying a dime for this.
What are we going to do without men?
You know what they do? We're going to take two dinners off the bill.
Oh, fuck you. What's the damn resort?
This could have
resort escalated
to violence among two nonviolent guests. It could have become...
What's the damn resort? Yeah. Go ahead. I don't think there's any problem in saying the resort. Do you, Matt? I mean, it's all true.
You know what? They haven't responded. So here's why I'm almost ready to say it.
If you
want to
play it close to the vest.
Here's why I'm almost ready to say it. I sent a strongly worded, not rude, not outrageous, not hysterical.
Why would you send it rude?
I sent an email,
you're professional.
Though. Kurt, to the point. I said, the bare minimum, the baseline requirement of a hotel is a key that works to your room and your room only.
Well said.
And I said this could have escalated to violence.
This is in the Bill of Rights.
This could have escalated to violence. Two people thinking it's their room and there's an intruder?
Absolutely.
John and I could have been having sex.
Not, I mean, the likelihood of that is very...
Exactly, but what if we had been lovers on vacation?
Yeah.
What if we had been...
It doesn't matter.
By the way, that's the actual thing, it doesn't matter. The point is, they haven't responded. So I'm about to say, here's a riddle for what it is. The word I is in the result. The resort.
The word I? Okay.
Why am I protecting them?
Wait, the word I? There's a resort with the word I in it?
What your instincts are telling you to do is...
Not make a mess.
Is keep it professional, but get results. Yeah. Now, if you go on some podcast that everybody watches and listens to, it's going to blow up. And it's going to become a scandal. Last week, we had a scandal. I don't know if I told you this. It was big news. Ken Marino.
Mm-hmm.
We love Ken Marino.
Love.
What a delight.
Hilarious.
He comes on here, spills the beans about an amusement ride in Disney that he was a small part of. What are you doing in there?
I'm looking for a Kleenex.
Well, it's very loud with the crumbling.
Does anybody have a Kleenex?
Yeah, we can get you one. Sam, can you get Pauline a Kleenex?
Okay.
He revealed that this rock and roll roller coaster, is that what it's called?
Rock and coaster.
I might go to Disneyland for basically the first time in a couple weeks. Continue. Okay.
Disney World.
Okay.
That they're shuttering it and they're opening up a new part thing. Anyways, he mentioned this offhand.
It's an Aerosmith ride.
It's an Aerosmith themed ride, which can't be very popular right now. Oh boy! Anytime I say Aerosmith.
Thank you,
Sam.
Look at that.
Thank you. Look at this.
Anyway,
that's gonna be a little rough on
guess
the
what?
It's like a paper towel.
It's a soft paper towel.
This one's better. Go ahead. Sweet. Wrap it up, Chip.
There are all these amusement park trade sites, like online, like Hollywood Reporter, but for amusement parks.
Ooh, okay.
They picked up that story and it ran wild.
No. Right?
Coasters.com.
I already feel like I revealed too much.
Disney heads. We're talking about. We broke news, so you got to be careful on these shows.
And I already feel like I went too far.
But I think you're safe because if you're saying it is true, I believe you.
Here's the thing. If they emailed back, we're mortified. If I sent that email, we're mortified. How can we rectify this?
Yeah, working
I'm not coming
on
up
it
here giving clues about what the place is
no
called.
No.
You don't respond.
How long are we talking?
I had to respond yesterday. Hi, following up on this.
Oh, you did? They're just going to, yeah, they're
hi,
hoping you're just going to forget about it. Yeah.
And by the way, a couple dinners, the night should be comped. I had a friend said the whole stay should be comped.
I agree. That friend is me.
Maybe they responded.
I mean, accidents happen. I get that. But it's also your responsibility to ensure the safety of your guests.
I'll just say quickly, this is what's strange. It wasn't some accident. She went, oh, yeah, their key would work for that room.
What?
Because the cottages are next to each other. And people
usually rent those together.
Usually rent those together, she said.
Well, so it's your fault for not
together
getting two cottages.
Yeah.
You should have got two cottages.
Yeah.
That problem solved. That's kind of your fault.
Well, that's essentially what she said.
I think this is a good idea for a movie. I think we do it.
Cottage.
I think we make the movie called Cottage. I had just heard this story from a friend who said they were, you know, when you sometimes you do a film festival or you're traveling for work or something, they'll leave a little, the production company will leave a little gift basket or a bag of goodies or something for you in your room. This woman was telling me, she goes, I'm staying at some hotel in wherever, Chicago, Vancouver, I don't know. And 12:30 at night, midnight somewhere, she's asleep.
No.
And
this show,
the guy, the hotel guy, worker,
no,
just comes in their room to put in the gift basket.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Don't come in anyone's
room.
Don't
leave it at the desk.
Before we take a break, could I give Doug my gift?
Yes.
Real quick here.
And Vic, you do want to shout out the charity for today?
Oh,
we
yes
do have a charity for today. It's a very dark
yes
charity.
It's not a funny thing, but it's... a student at my wife's high school was killed on Friday. This is serious and everything. So it was just a random attack. And Xavier Chavarin from Wilson High School in El Sereno. If you guys could check out the fundraiser on the GoFundMe to support the family and costs and everything.
Matt, well, perhaps a super chat unlocking situation?
Sure, yeah. We're directly, we didn't really get the super chats going, but we have the link in there.
It's
so
a really sad story.
But if you
and,
do donate any, we'll pass it along.
Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, so there we
let's
go. But
you have a gift.
Let's
for
lift it up for Doug here. Just a little thing here.
Okay, so I untie right this, or I just rip it off?
Rip it in half, mm-hmm, the entire thing.
It seems to be a kind of a book.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, what is this going to be?
One, two, three.
Look at that.
Truly tasteless jokes, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That's a great font.
That's a combo?
Were we talking about when we were kids, we found these and they were like...
I'd get those at the library.
Yeah.
I know what's going on the top of Doug's shitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first three. It's a good collection.
Two more gifts.
I know you do, Pauline.
That's definitely a knock at the room.
Yeah.
All right. Stay in your seats, ladies and gentlemen. We have, later in the show, we're going to talk to the author of this book, Bill Janovitz. The book is written by Bill Janovitz about the great Leon Russell. And folks, I'm not kidding you. I started this fucker the other day,
whoa,
last night, and I'm already in.
You're in.
I'll tell this to Bill. I am a sucker for. I'm like these people with their romance novels or something.
Yeah.
I love rock biographies.
You have a favorite?
Can I read one joke that I just found?
Okay.
Pardon me, Kate.
Your Doug birthday
wants to read a joke. I mean,
why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Let me think about this. Yeah, I don't have it.
Because his wife died.
There we go.
That's why he comes in a bottle.
That's not bad. That's better than I thought.
Why can't he come all at wherever he wants?
Yeah. Right.
I don't get that. I mean, I get it, but
yeah.
One more to clear the air.
Then, I mean, there's some racist.
Yeah, there's some stuff. Skip over
Doug
those.
Doug had a great joke last week that I'll share with you because I just think it's a tremendous joke.
What, how can you? Well, these are tasteless.
And I wanted to say we're not talking about Star Trek today because we talk about Star Trek a lot. I love
not
Star
now
Trek. No, but it was a Star Trek joke, and it went like this, Doug. And Doug, did you write this ahead of time, or did you just come
which
to
joke?
You? I'll ask
I'm
you.
I'm looking
after
at other
jokes
joke here.
What do toilet paper and wait?
Oh, I didn't write this.
Oh, you didn't.
What do toilet paper and Star Trek have in common?
There you go.
They both circle Uranus looking for Klingons.
That's an elegant joke.
Why did Dairy Queen get pregnant? Because
The Burger King forgot to wrap his Whopper. Why didn't the Dairy Queen get pregnant? Because she went out with Mr. Softy.
I get it. All right, pretty folks. Good, it's 11 a.m. here on the West Coast. Gift ever. And,
sure, man.
We're having a great time here, I can tell
Let's
you
just
that
read
much.
This book.
Stay with us. If you're watching at the later, please go to patreon.com/officehourslive to catch the full show, but we will stay live right here. Take a quick break. We'll be back with Kate, Pauline, and all the rest. Each individual state contributes
to quality that is This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
Do you want me to do the penis thing?